Once upon a time, in today's end times world, there was a real-life fairy tale called Oprah and Eckhart Do the New Age Shift, and it goes like this. The old minister went into the room where the swindler sat before the empty looms. Heaven preserve us, he thought, and opened his eyes wide. I cannot see anything at all, but he did not say so. Both swindlers requested him to come near and asked him if he did not admire the exquisite pattern and the beautiful colors pointing to empty looms. The poor old minister tried his best, but he could see nothing, for there was nothing to be seen. Oh dear, he thought, can I be so stupid? I should never have thought so, and nobody must know it. Is it possible I am not fit for my office? No, I cannot say that I was unable to see the cloth. That was an excerpt from Hans Christian Andersen, The Emperor's New Suit. In the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, The Emperor's New Clothes, some swindlers convince the emperor and his ministers to see a suit of clothes that is actually non-existent. These swindlers convince the emperor and his ministers by telling them that only intelligent, well-informed citizens can see the suit. Publicity about the emperor's new suit went out unto all the kingdom, as the people were told what they were supposed to see. The people realized that if they were to be perceived as smart and not seem stupid, sounds a little bit like politically correct, doesn't it? If they were to be perceived as smart and not seem stupid, then they would see his suit of clothes. And of course, no one wanted to be perceived as stupid or politically incorrect. Soon, it was publicized throughout the kingdom that the emperor would be showing off his new suit of clothes in a public procession several days hence. Now, when the day came, the naked emperor walked among his people and received unanimous acclaim for his new suit of clothes. The people saw what they had been told to see. Isn't it absolutely wonderful? All the people proclaimed. The emperor is all dressed up in his new suit of clothes. Everyone was so taken by the emperor's new suit of clothes that they barely heard the little boy who was near, who hadn't been told what he was supposed to see. The little boy said, "But the emperor isn't wearing any clothes," said the lad. "The emperor is naked." Several people woke up and heard the boy and realized what he was saying was true. Suddenly, everyone's eyes were opened, and they realized they had been tricked into seeing something that wasn't even there. The emperor wasn't wearing a new suit of clothes at all, but of course, he was as naked as the day he was born. Swindlers had deceived the emperor, his ministers, and almost the whole kingdom with their clever scheme. Watchman comment, "So you think that could only happen in a fairy tale, do you? Well, let's continue." And so it is with a new age, new spirituality, and Oprah Winfrey. Winfrey regarded as the queen of the airways, Oprah has been deceived into seeing a new age, new spirituality suit of clothes that simply is not there. The queen's advisors, Eric Butterworth, Maya Angelou, Mayan Williamson, Gary Zukav, Neil Donald Walsh, Esther Hicks, Eckhart Tolle, and countless others that all have been similarly deceived into seeing this new way of looking at themselves and the world. Deceived in deceiving, they turn to convince the queen that she and everyone in her kingdom just needed to shift past their egos and awaken to the fact that they were already clothed in Christ. They were already wearing this new suit from the New Age, New Spirituality wardrobe. All they had to do was accept and affirm the God and Christ within. The queen was very excited. She said she would help everyone awaken and shift to this new Christ consciousness, this new way of seeing themselves and their new world. Being a sympathetic and caring person, of course, she wanted the whole world to see what she and her advisors were seeing. that everyone was divine and clothed in this new Christ consciousness. She knew that if this new age, new spirituality suit of clothes was presented properly, all the wise and well-informed people would see her point of view and get it. They would awaken, as she and Marianne Williamson and Eckhart Tolle had. If everyone would just awaken and shift to this new way of seeing themselves, then everything in the kingdom could be made right again. With this great awakening, all of humanity could spiritually evolve and the world peace could finally be achieved. So with great fanfare and publicity, the Queen went on the World Wide Web, don't you see, and told everyone in the world what she, Oprah, and Eckhart Tolle were teaching was the most exciting thing that Oprah had ever done. On her first internet class, the Queen told enthusiastic followers that there was nothing more important than awakening to the new spirituality, that we are all clothed in Christ, that we are all dressed in the same suit of clothes, because we are all gods and we are all Christ. She was hopeful everyone would see the world as a new earth, the way she and Eckhart and all her New Age colleagues were seeing it now. But she was worried about the people who just were not smart enough to see that they were God and Christ. So then she told everyone in her first internet class, if there isn't a shift, God only knows what might happen to us. Watchman comment. Let me break in here to say the God Oprah refers to when she says the word God is not our spiritual heavenly father, the I Am of the Bible, but her earthly spiritual father called the Lord Myatara or Satan of the Bible. Now let's get back to our little story. The Queen's urgency let everyone know that it was really important that they have the awakening and make the shift to the Christ within. She was very charismatic and very convincing as she made it clear that the well-being of the planet Earth depended on everyone seeing themselves as God and Christ, the Mother Earth, don't you know? She and Eckhart warned that people would either be smart and evolve or they would die. Sounds like a little Darwinism mixed in, don't you know? But it wasn't a little boy who warned the Queen that she was being greatly deceived. No, no, no. The warnings were from the one true God that had actually and really created her. His Holy Bible warned her not to be deceived by false prophets and false Christs. False prophets and false Christs that claimed that Christ was within every person. His scriptures made it clear that Jesus Christ was the one and only true Christ. But the Queen wasn't listening to the words of the Bible. No, no, no. She was listening to her Lord Myatara and Eckhart Tolle and Marianne Williamson and her New Age colleagues who were all also listening to the satanic Lord Myatara. Comments. Oprah has done her job well. For over 20 years, she has enthusiastically and consistently communicated her New Age beliefs through countless New Age authors. Marilyn Ferguson, her mentor, who received these visions by what's called channeling, which is a form of witchcraft, speaking and seances, speaking to demonic spirits, and all those in the Aquarian conspiracy, they all must be very proud of her. Thanks to Oprah's high visibility and continued popularity, the great heretical idea that God and Christ are within everyone has been widely communicated and is fast becoming the new census, or what everyone knows. This 10-week class that Oprah was teaching with Eckhart Tolle is the accumulation of all that Oprah has sought to teach her viewers over the years about the New Age and how to see the world in a new spirituality. But, like the Emperor and his new suit of clothes, Oprah has been greatly deceived by her new spirituality. Sadly, if Oprah and her colleagues continue down the path of the New Age, New Spirituality, they will, yes they will, experience an awakening someday. But it will not be the Great Awakening they are anticipating. Instead, it will be a rude awakening coming Judgment Day. On that day, they will suddenly realize that God is God and they are not, and they never were. They will realize that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that He is the one and only Christ, and there is no Christ within. They will see that they were deceived, and that the Lord Jesus Christ really meant it when He said, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many." Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 and 5. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Watchman comment. Brother Evans, Brother Ralston, and I have warned of this heresy in a roundtable titled The Obama-Oprah Connection, audio published on March 6th of 2008. If you have not listened to that one, you will find it on page 3 of our Internet Purple and White MP3 audio player box. Let me give you a quote from one of my very favorite books of the Bible, Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Maranatha, my friends, Jesus is coming, and He will deal with us very, very soon. Watchman Shofar. Would you help us keep others informed, like I have just informed you free, without charge or obligation? Please send gifts to help support audio like this to Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. You may leave your return address off the envelope if you wish, but I really do not have a mailing list, and you will not be contacted. Any comments? Please phone 607-427-8550. If I do not answer, please leave your comment. But don't forget to leave your name and your state. I would like to know that. And always remember that Jesus loves you.